You're listening to the Canterbury Mornings Podcast with John McDonald from Newstalk ZB.
I reckon instead of banging on about things like fining parents who don't send their kids to school, I reckon the government should be finding out what's already working to sort out school truancy. Well, they won't do that. They won't do that. Why? Because some of the things I've been reading about would go down like a cup of the proverbial with voters. And you've got to keep the voters sweet, don't you? The one truancy initiative that has really caught my eye that I've been reading about this morning is something that's been done in the UK that has actually reduced truancy levels by about a third in some places. A third. And it's a little bit like what happened here after the earthquakes. Remember this? When some schools in the central city and the eastern parts of town, they were so munted, they couldn't keep operating, and they had to share sites and facilities with other schools. Remember that? I remember our local high school sharing with another school, which meant that some of those kids didn't have to turn up to school around lunchtime. And believe it or not, it's this kind of start time that some schools in the UK are crediting for reducing truancy levels, as I say, up to by about a third. One school doesn't start classes until 11:30. And they say that not only do they have more kids turning up, we're talking teenagers here, by the way, not only do they have more kids turning up, but the kids are actually more involved and engaged in what's going on because they've had a decent amount of sleep. With school not starting until 11:30, they can have a lie-in, do things at their pace, in their time frame, and then head off to school. Weird? Well, maybe not so weird, because we seem to be all about allowing adults to fit work around how they operate best these days, don't we? So why not school kids as well? And for the sake of this morning's convo, I'm going to suggest that we limit this idea of a later start time to high school students. Why? Well, for practical reasons, really. I mean, you couldn't have parents of primary and intermediate kids heading off to work and leaving the young kids at home on their own to get themselves to school, 5 years old. Say, yeah, have a good day. It's got to be there by lunchtime. That wouldn't work. But I reckon this could actually be a game changer for reducing truancy rates at high schools. But do you think the politicians would go with it? I don't think they would, because I reckon most people, as in voters, I think most voters, they would go nuts if we started telling teenagers they could do things in their own time and they didn't have to get to school until lunchtime. But I think the reason why politicians, if they're really serious about getting more kids in school, learning and being prepared for a productive adult life, then they have to be prepared to go with ideas that might go against the grain a bit, especially if they've got more chance of fixing the problem than what's currently on the table. I mean, I like the idea of school boards having to make truancy and attendance rates front and centre of their thinking and planning, but, you know, I've heard school board say we do that already. But that's one of the things the government's talking about. But school boards are oldies. They're all oldies. They're crusties like me. And when I say oldie or crusty, in the context of this discussion, I mean anyone over the age of 20. Because I was talking yesterday to someone who's been out of school for just 2 years now, and they were saying to me that they can't believe how out of touch they feel with school life after just 2 years, and how anyone older than them must really be out of touch. Do you know, yesterday, it was 51 years to the day since I started school, so I am more than out of touch in terms of what it's like to be a school student, which is why I'm more than open to ideas that might seem a bit weird, that might seem like they're just pandering to teenagers. But I'm open to them, because if there's a decent chance they might actually work, why wouldn't you? Which is why this idea of high school students or high schools not requiring students to turn up until they've had a bit of a lie-in, that's why this idea appeals, this thinking appeals. Feels odd, but, you know, I like the sound of it. It goes totally against my inclination to see school or to consider school as the foundation for forming good patterns and habits to set you up for life. But what do I know? I started school 51 years ago yesterday, and it's more than 35 years since I was a teenager. And one of the things that's changed massively since then is the time our teenage kids actually get to sleep. And that's because of technology. They're up all hours of the night on devices, and they're a disaster in the morning because of it. But we insist on dragging them out to bed, making them get to school by 10 to 9. Nuts. And teenagers just naturally need more sleep anyway. So that's why I would be right up for this approach.
For more from Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald, listen live to News Talk ZB Christchurch from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.